You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to talk about how every nonprofit can benefit by creating their own direct-to-consumer brand. Nonprofits are used to being fundraisers, a constant flow of money so they can achieve their goals and successes and so forth. Well, fundraising for nonprofits have gotten harder and harder as time has gone on because it seems like there's more and more people in need. So when you create your own direct-to-consumer brand, you are able to give consumers the ability to buy garments that they would normally be buying at Walmart, Target, Amazon.com, Macy's, the mall, wherever it may be, and they buy it directly from you. A way for them to, one, support your cause, and two, get beautiful garments right to themselves. Now, if you've been following us here at the world of WDFA, you understand that we talked about the growing industry that is the direct-to-consumer industry, estimated to be somewhere around $175 billion in the coming years. This is why there is an opportunity that exists with nonprofits. Because think about it. For the longest time, if you wanted a t-shirt, you went to the store. If you didn't go to the store, you went online and bought it from the store, from the inventory that was still available in the store. But now, we have people out there that are creating actual brands that have never been on a store shelf, that have never been marketed on television or radio. They're exclusive digital brands that are getting made every single day of the week and sold to consumers. And we're cutting out entire supply chains. We're cutting out entire little infrastructures that have existed traditionally in retail, and they're being broken down. So there is no reason why your nonprofit can't start endeavoring into its own direct-to-consumer brand. What do you need to get started? Well, it's your lucky day. Number one, you're going to need a website that sells products. This could be through Shopify, WooCommerce, Wix, whatever you're comfortable with. Find yourself a web guru and they can set that up for you. Number two, you have to have artists on board who can help create brand apparel for you and customize artwork that looks different and unique and can compete with the graphic tees that you find at Walmart. And number three, you're going to need a social media presence and the ability to advertise on social media and close the deal, whether it's through Instagram messages, Facebook messages, or directly on your website. Now, if you have any questions, let us know. We do help nonprofits develop their own direct-to-consumer brands. But until then, you have been listening to the world of WDFA. Until next time.